Siento que todo va a regresar.
It just feels like everything that I've done has come to nothing. I can't go beyond what I can do to be heard. Mirbel Flores is a mother of a child with autism from Concord, California. She spent years fighting for her daughter's education and learning the system to advocate for her child in English. However, when she was ready to file a school discrimination complaint with the Office for Civil Rights in March, there was no one to answer the phone.
At this time, all OCR members are away from the desk.
The office no longer operates due to mass layoffs caused by the recent executive orders and funding cuts for the Department of Education, leaving over 1,000 cases and complaints hanging. Karma Quick Panwala with the Disability Rights Education Defense Fund supervised the case that is now in limbo.
My clients were to have an interview with that attorney, the person investigating the complaints, on that very day that attorney was fired. We don't know where that complaint is right now.
She says the loss of the OCR disproportionately affects people of color, especially Spanish-speaking families raising kids with disabilities, like Flores. Andrea Yu, a bilingual educational advocate working with Latino families, explains why.
This creates more of a lag when it comes to addressing that situation, especially in very concerning situations like bullying, harassment, and discrimination about disabilities. It's not getting addressed.
She says San Francisco cases are now referred to Seattle's office, which also sends you to voicemail. However, Flores, like many other parents, is not planning to give up. Yet, with more rollbacks on DEIA and funding cuts, the future of civil rights enforcement in San Francisco education remains uncertain, especially without the local support parents of children with disabilities once relied on. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Lenina Zarva.